The lack of childcare in Cook County has been the topic of conversation in county board meetings, at Cook County Public Health, and at local coffee shops. Along with the need for housing, the need for childcare in the community is another roadblock to a healthy workforce here on the North Shore, and it certainly adds stress to the daily life of some area families. The situation was also on the Cook County Grand Marais Economic Development Authority's recent agenda, as the local YMCA asked for EDA support for a grant to remodel the childcare area at the Y to enable the YMCA to provide care for more children. The EDA board acknowledged the need and agreed to support the request for a $100,000 grant from the Iron Range Resources Board. However, the proposal raises questions for some. How will this be funded in the long run? Who pays for the ongoing maintenance of the daycare area? And so forth. WTIP reached out to County Administrator Jeff Cadwell with those questions, and he joins us now. Welcome, Jeff.
Hi, Rhonda. Good to be here.
So first, we've talked to some folks that are involved with the Early Childhood Coalition as kind of part of this series. They're working to try to fill the gaps in childcare. Are you involved with that group, Jeff?
I don't attend all their meetings. I've attended some of the meetings, and I've had conversations with Bill Hansen and some of the others who are participating.
Okay. All right. So we've had quite a bit of coverage about a year ago as Cook County Public Health was kind of talking about considering entering the child care provider field. Are there any further efforts underway in that vein?
No. The short answer is no. Yeah. One of the conversations that we hear a lot is that the county should run more like a business. If I was a business that had 120 employees and I was making decisions on how to attract and retain quality employees, I would consider offering daycare as part of my benefits package. Because we're a public employer, there seems to be a lot of resistance, so we're not currently pursuing that.
Okay. And now to the YMCA childcare questions. Who actually owns the space where, I think I should maybe preface that to our listeners, that childcare is currently being offered at the YMCA. So who owns the space where the childcare is being offered?
The county owns the space. When the YMCA was built, when the borders of who owns what part of what building were delineated, the hallway where the child care, the infant daycare is, was purchased by the county from the school and made part of the building that the county owns.
Okay. So there's kind of a firewall between the YMCA and School District 166.
There
and
is.
That's the dividing line.
Yep.
Then.
Okay. There's a point of access. Yeah.
Okay. So the county owns from the school over to the other, to the pool and
yep.
area. Okay. And so who's responsible for maintenance, particularly of the child care area and the maintenance and the utilities and so forth? Is that divided up in some way or?
No, the county contract with the YMCA is that we own the building. And we are the landlord, and the YMCA is the tenant, and they run the program. So we're responsible for the upkeep, the maintenance, the repair, and the custodial on a daily basis of everything that the county owns, including the daycare space.
Okay. And how about utilities?
The utilities is part of that.
The county takes care of that. Okay. And then for the parents who bring their children there, who and they pay tuition or fees or whatever you want to call them, the payment for that goes where?
I would assume to the YMCA.
Okay.
The county doesn't run any program at that space.
Okay. So all the programming money, including childcare, goes to the Y.
Yep.
Okay. And so does the YMCA pay for using that space for childcare then?
The arrangement is that the county provides the space to the YMCA to provide all their programs. The old agreement was that the county or the YMCA was going to provide all of that. The programs, they were going to take care of the utilities, they were going to take care of the maintenance, they were going to take care of the custodial, and the county was going to be responsible for the operational deficit. So anything at the end of the year that wasn't paid, including utilities, program expense, staff expense, the county was going to pay. The original budget was that there was going to be $220,000 worth of operational deficits in the first year.
That the county would have to pay?
That the county would have to pay.
Okay.
And the city agreed to split that number in half. And the truth of the matter is, in the first 3 years of operation, the average county bill was $165,000, not $110,000. Okay. So we had some startup costs. We had the year where we had really high utility prices. A lot of things could increase the operational deficit. So the new contract that took place in 2017 took the budget in the previous year, 2016, which was about $255,000, which was less than the $275,000 average operating loss the previous 3 years, and minimized the county's expenses going forward. So we run the building, we provide the custodial, we pay the utilities, and the YMCA provides the program, and they have no support from us in providing the program. They're responsible for maintaining that on their own.
Okay, that was my question. So does the county pay anything to the Y for child care or the programs?
No.
Okay. You take care of the building in which they run the programs.
We just take care of the building.
Okay. So if there were, so we talk about deficit, but if there's profits, if the YMCA makes money on a program, that doesn't come back to the county in any way.
The YMCA does not operate in a basis to make money. Daycare specifically does not make money. The YMCA program would be stronger financially if they didn't offer daycare.
Okay.
The YMCA offers daycare in this location and other locations because that's part of what they do in their commitment to building community in the areas they operate.
Okay. And I'm sure you've heard this. There are some folks out there that don't think the county should be involved in child care in any way. What would you say to those folks?
The county isn't involved in child care. The Human Services has the responsibility for licensing in-home family daycare. That's a responsibility that's given by the state that we can't say we're not going to do that. The YMCA is currently licensed as a child care center, which is a license that's managed by the state, so the county doesn't have anything to do with the oversight of that program. The only other thing that the county does do is they have daycare payment assistance programs that families who qualify for can apply through Human Services and have access to those funds. And the county also then, as a licensor of family in-home daycare, has held open houses to help people learn about opening their own in-home daycare center. The truth of the matter is that makes sense for families when they have young children and they're going to stay home anyway and they want to bring in a little additional revenue. But a family daycare center with a maximum license of 14 children would never cash flow.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It is tough to do.
So yes. People do it until their need has passed and they get burned out and then they go do something else. And currently we're at the lowest number of family providers since the time that I've been here. We used to have significantly more than we do now.
So, okay. So you're saying the county isn't really directly involved. The county doesn't have anything to do with the child care at the YMCA.
No, the decision to continue or not continue a daycare program at the YMCA is completely up to the local YMCA board and the Duluth YMCA board, their oversight. The modifications to any of the county-owned facilities have to be approved by the county board, but in light of the need for childcare in the community and the fact that we agree that if they have these additional facilities, they'll be able to provide services to more children in the area, I think the board would be supportive of their application.
Okay. And now, if folks want more information or if they want to help in some way with this whole child care, we're learning as we do this series, it's very complicated. So what do you think people should do if they...
If people have questions about in-home family daycare and want information on that, then they should contact Human Services. They should contact Heidi Akins, who is the licensor in our group. If they're interested in starting a small business, they should contact Pat Campanero because she works with the Small Business Development Corp. If they're interested in the program at the YMCA, then I would suggest that they contact the local YMCA board through Emily Marshall, their director.
Okay. And the county has representation on the local YMCA board, correct?
Yes. Commissioner Bersheim is a member of the local YMCA board.
Okay. So they could talk to Commissioner Bersheim too.
They certainly could.
All right. Well, thank you. I've been speaking with County Administrator Jeff Cadwell about child care in Cook County and kind of the county's role in the YMCA child care program. Thanks for coming in, Jeff.
Thank you, Rhonda.